Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we continue on and, with the Lord's help, conclude some thoughts I've been sharing on God's master plan of the ages. I've entitled it The Unveiling. And yesterday I used an example of a master sculptor, an artist, who had in his mind's eye, as he stood before a block of marble, had an image that he wanted to bring forth, and he worked at it until it was absolutely perfect, and then there was a time of unveiling. And as I was sharing that, the scripture that I used, in fact, I gave both the King James and the Weymouth, it says, let me just share that scripture. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in His great mercy has begotten us anew to an ever-living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance imperishable, praise God, undefiled and unfading, which has been reserved in heaven for you, praise the Lord, whom God in His power is guarding through faith for a salvation that even now stands ready for unveiling at the end of the age. And the King James says, verse 5 of that first chapter of Peter, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. They're talking about the end, Peter is, the end times. And that God, who has been working and dealing with man, He created a perfect man in the beginning, but through the testing of obedience, which both Adam and Eve failed at, that He brought a Redeemer that was mentioned even in the garden after they fell. Jesus, who was the very image of God. He was the Word of God, absolutely God incarnate, as well as a perfect man. He was a man in every form and in every way as we are, the same feelings, emotions, but without sin. And so God is working through the power of the Holy Spirit. That's why the early church was said, tarry in Jerusalem until the power of the Holy Spirit comes on you. And they began to do the same works that Jesus did. That is God's plan. And not just the physical miracles and healings and deliverances, but that they would be perfected, their very nature and character, according to the standard of the Lord Jesus Christ. When He returns, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. What an amazing, an amazing concept this is, that we are in the process of being in the hands of a divine sculptor who is forming the body of Christ. He know, like a sculptor, He knows exactly the place that you belong in the body of Christ. We're living stones, if you will, a tabernacle, not made with hands. He determines where you are going to be the moment of your birth. He has everything in plan. I mean, there's no accidents with the Lord. We are the sons of God, and we are being perfected according to the image of Jesus. Our bodies are temples of the Holy Ghost, the living God. Christ was to tabernacle Himself within the confines of these earthly vessels. That's us. The Holy Spirit, His Spirit, was coming to dwell in us. And a familiar passage, but when we look at it this way, that Christ is tabernacling within us. We are earthly vessels, and we were to become partakers of the divine nature, and it was His love that was to be shed abroad in human hearts. So God is bringing the death of our own will and surrendering that will in the entirety of our beings. In fact, that was the hardest trial of Jesus. Not my will, but Thy will be done. We're to deny ourselves, take up our cross. Everything has to be turned over to Him before the free, unhindered flow of His resurrection life and power could be manifest to us and through us by His grace according to His eternal pleasure. And as I shared on yesterday's broadcast, as I read Romans, it's all of creation is groaning and travailing for this liberation, the manifestation of the sons of God, the unveiling, if you will, of the children of God, which will, they will be in this world, but not of it. They're not entangled with it. It will be a manifestation of God's eternal plan, part of the divine eternal spectacle and consummation, if you will, that was in the mind and heart of God from before the beginning, if you will. Oh, that we could come to see that Jesus has come and the plan of the Father to give us far more than just heaven at the end of life's journey, a sort of reward for service performed at the end of a long day of toil. Ephesians 2, 20 and 22 says, ye are a building, a holy temple, if you will, which has been reared on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, the cornerstone being Christ Jesus himself, in union with whom the whole fabric, fitted and closely bonded together, is rising so as to form a holy sanctuary in the Lord, in whom you also are being built up together to become a fixed abode. That's like a permanent home, yes, for God through the Spirit. There came a day in which God was no longer going to write the law on tablets of stone, as he did with Moses. When Moses was up in the mountain, he gave them the Ten Commandments for the people of Israel. Or he wasn't going to require literal gold to be placed upon a mercy seat. Instead, he was going to dwell within the hearts of the redeemed, you and I, everyone who's accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and He will cover His children with the gold, if you will, of His deity. We have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. And he's establishing a throne room, if you will, in the very center of our beings and of our lives. Hear what Moses said in Deuteronomy 2:31. This is his address. The Lord said unto me, behold, I have begun to give Sihon and his land before thee. Begin to possess that thou mayest inherit his land. And that message, there was a promised land of great blessing and abundance that the children of Israel, even in the natural, were to possess. It's the same for us today. We have, now we're talking not a physical possession, but a spiritual place of abundance, our Canaan, if you will, that has been transformed into the promised land. The first disciples, Jesus' earthly leaders, were weak, they were unstable, they were powerless, right? And so when Jesus appeared after his resurrection, what did he say? He said, tarry in Jerusalem. He was saying, wait until the Holy Spirit will take control of your lives. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Now, as spirit-filled believers, do we really believe that? Do we believe that this power does not depend on where we are at mentally, emotionally, spiritually? We all go through battles. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. God delivers us out of them all. We are in intense warfare. We are in the end times. Remember, in the end times, that's when this unveiling will occur. God has so much for us, and in fact, I just want to stop here, and Lord, we ask for the body of Christ that we will come into this understanding, this revelation. Lord, there's not enough words to describe your divine plan of the ages, but Lord, give us understanding, make it applicable to our personal lives, that you may receive glory, and not only that, that your divine plan of the ages will be realized. Praise God. A couple of scriptures to share with you. Jeremiah 31:3 says, yea, the Lord speaking, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. With loving kindness have I drawn thee. And 2 Peter 3:9, God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. This is not an exclusive club. It's for whomsoever will, willing to forsake their sin and confess and receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. Beloved, He is your closest companion, your covering, your shield. Hebrews 13:5, beautiful promise. For He has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And Romans 8:15 says, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. And in closing, I just want to share some of these beautiful passages found in Psalm 8. And it's David's reflection on God's plan for His people. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is Thy name in all the earth, who has set Thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings hast Thou ordained strength because of Thine enemies, that Thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. And then David begins to reflect, when I consider the heavens, the work of Thy fingers, the moon and the stars which Thou hast ordained, what is man that Thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that Thou visitest him? For Thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of Thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. All the sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, the fish of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is Thy name in all the earth. This is the original dominion mandate, if you will, to be the rulers of the earth, our charge, having dominion over the fowl, the beasts of the field, in submission to the hand of Almighty God. And so, beloved, let us arise, let us take heart that God is doing this work. It's not by might nor by power, but by His Spirit, saith the Lord. Praise God. Well, my time is gone. It's been a joy to minister to you this week. If you have prayer needs, the announcer will give our contact information. Don't hesitate to write and share those needs, and I'll send back what will be a blessing to your heart. And of course, I will pray. Thank you for your prayers. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.